Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year we'll be talking Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice. To say we are in season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the notes and translation of Rabbi Palkovitz. We are looking at chapter 3, paragraph 14, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yudal. Heads up, just a couple of weeks, we're going to take our big midwinter hiatus, our big break for about a month and a half, and God willing, we'll come back again with a smaller break later on and go to the end of the school year. So let's look at 3:14, Gimel Yudal, Rabbi Dosa ben Horkanis Omer. Rabbi Dorsum and Horkanis says, Shena shal shacharis, late morning sleep. V'yayin shal saharayim, and midday wine. V'sich haseyodim, and children's chatter, talking like kids, wasting time like kids, talking nonsense and narishkeit, is really not what's good to do in your life. V'yeshiva spate kinesiyo shal ame ha'aretz, and sitting in the assemblies of the ignorant. Motziyina sa'adam in ha'olam. Remove a man from the world. These things are not things that are recommended, not things that should be done, things that should be avoided, should not be part of your day, should not be part of your life. How easy is it to sleep in? How much do we want to sleep late? How much do we want to, in the middle of the day, just have a nice cup of grape juice, a nice cup of sparkling cider? And for those of you that like to drink, I myself don't drink alcohol, me or my wife. How nice would it be in the middle of the day just to be able to let loose and unwind? We can't do that. And how often do we want to just waste time talking narishkeit, talking garbage and wasteful things? We can't do that. It takes a person from the world. How often do we want to sit and just talk among Lashon Hara people, talk among people that are talking narishkeit? Let's talk about the Knicks. Let's talk about the Jets for 5 hours straight. Man, I can't even relate to that. I do not follow sports. I do not play sports. I could play sports, but I don't follow sports. I don't watch sports. Never really appealed to me. You want to talk Doctor Who? You want to talk different things that relate to me that I personally can relate to? Lahavdil, you want to talk Jewish novels? I could talk for it for hours, for sure. Audiobooks, for sure. Podcasts, for sure. But even that, we can't do. We can't just sit in the assemblies of the ignorant for hours. We can't stay in bed late. We can't just drink wine in the middle of the day or waste our days away. We can't talk about garbage for hours. We can't sit among the ignorant for hours. We have to use our time in the best way we can, being Mekad Hashem Shemayim, doing Torah, mitzvos and chesed. Do things to keep yourself in the world, not to remove you from the world, God forbid. Make sure to get up nice and early. Make sure to make your hours good, not wasted on drinking. God forbid, not wasted on children's chatter, not wasted on sitting in the assemblies of the ignorant, of the ignoramuses, not the Amei Aretz, but sitting among Talmidei Chachamim, talking Torah, learning Torah, involved in thing. Of course, you're allowed to rest and relax at the end of the day, get your learning done, get your job done, you can unwind at the end of the day, but that can't be the mainstay of your day. That can't be what you do with your whole life all day. There's a time and place for everything Koheles teaches us, and keep it minimized. Keep it to the minimal, keep it to a small extent. The Sforno points out this conduct prevents man from attaining eternal life, also deters him even from attaining life in this world. Now, this is the consequence of the waste of time which results from these practices of which man is unaware. The notes point out the Sforno interprets the phrase removes a man from the world as referring to both this world and the world to come. The four things listed in the Mishnah cause a man to lose both worlds by squandering his precious time, thus preventing him from succeeding in his worldly pursuits and inhibiting his ability to earn a share in the world to come. Why would you do anything to inhibit your ability to earn a share in the world to come? Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Olahaba. Perkei Avos starts every perek, every chapter. We have the ability to get Olam Haba. A simple way to try to get that Olam Haba is minimizing how much we oversleep. Setting 2 alarms, 3 alarms, another alarm, a sleep alarm, a 10-minute sleep alarm. Making sure to minimize how much we waste our day, the middle of our day, not sitting down and having that pina colada in the middle of the day, even if it's a mocktail, and we're big fans of mocktails, the fake drinks that taste like real drinks. But do it later on when the kids are sleeping at the end of the day when you want to unwind, and don't do it with alcohol. Do it with non-alcoholic beverages. Don't waste your day away, your Olam Haba away, on children's chatter and ignoramuses assemblies or talking Lashon Hara, talking Motzi Shem or Rechilas, God forbid. Talk Motzi Shem Tov. Talk Ahavas Chinam, Ahavas Tov, loving people, talking to people, doing good things. You remove all these things from your life, maybe you can still inherit the world to come. Join us next time as we talk about, God forbid, disgracing and desecrating sacred things here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.